Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and an apricot or two. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, my house, come on.
Joined in studio with Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending. You have Teresa on standby at the office, I understand.
Yes, Teresa's in the office. If anybody has any specific questions about financing, she's happy to talk to you this morning. And a number there is 602-595-1233. Or you can go to our website and get lots of information there too at galaxylendinggroup.com.
And you can call the broadcast if you want to talk to Harold right now, live on air. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Just warning you, you got to be on your toes. You know, we one of the things we have to do is protect the listening experience, and there's nothing worse to somebody out there listening to a live radio program that goes to a call, and they hear it, and they're driving in their car. They've got their radio up. There's this loud feedback. There's all this commotion. We cut you off and move on. You got to be sharp. When people, there was a time when we started this, Harold, people would sit on their phone receivers for 45 minutes to wait to get on air. With cell phones and driving around and Bluetooth and everything, we screen so hard to protect that listener experience because it is so obnoxious. I hate that. When I hear that on the radio, I'm like, ah, who's call screening this? Who's prepping these people? Who's getting them ready? It drives me nuts. So if you're gonna call, got to be sharp, on your toes, ready to go. And we're going to get into a part of the conversation after bottom of the hour news where we're talking about using equity for home improvements, but we're not there yet. We're going to talk about VA loans because there is a different perception that a lending professional like Harold has on VA loans that some other people don't share.
Sure. I think VA loans are fantastic. Given the option, and so any veteran that we talk to that has their VA eligibility, the most of the time, probably 99% of the time, we're going to recommend that the VA financing is the best option for the financing of the home, whether it's for purchase or refinance. Doesn't matter. VA loans are absolutely fantastic. The interest rates on VA loans are lower than what you'll typically see on your normal conventional loans.
Percent? Like if the interest rate's 4% right now, will a VA be 3.5?
It's usually about a half a percent different between a conventional loan and a VA loan.
And I'll put that in my pocket over a 30-year time frame any day.
it's a huge amount. And the what we also find with the VA loans is that the only downside to them, depending on the veteran, is that there is a VA funding fee, which depending on the veteran can be somewhat expensive. But what we do find with most of our applications that we receive for VA loans is that the veteran is actually exempt from the VA's funding fee. And so if you're exempt from the funding fee, and that will happen if you receive any kind of service-related disability from the VA, it automatically exempts you from the funding fee, and then it is a no-brainer. VA is the best option for the financing.
Now, you're not telling people on their last day of service to shoot themselves in the foot before graduation.
No. Absolutely not. And it's if you don't have the service-related disability, what we still want to analyze is based on what that funding fee is, most of the time the math will tell us that the funding fee to the VA is still less expensive over time than the higher interest rate that you might have on a conventional loan. And so we'll put together worksheets and we'll compare those and we'll work those out. And there are some circumstances where the funding fee is more expensive than the higher rate on a conventional. That usually
then
happens.
Go conventional.
Then you go conventional. And so I just want to make sure that we don't exclude VA as one of our options for financing because the math of it will tell us in most cases that that over time and over the total cost of the loan, over the term of the loan, despite the funding fee, the VA loan is going to be more cost effective for the consumer.
And the funding fee, is that something that has to come up front with the down payment?
It is financed. No, it's okay. The funding fee can be financed, so the veteran has the option to pay it out of pocket with their down payment. With VA, there is no down payment required, though, so it's 100% financing, and if you choose to, and then you can choose to finance your funding fee on top of that too. So, in a first-time homebuyer situation where funds for down payment are generally limited, the VA loan can allow you to get into that house with literally no money out of pocket. There's no down payment. Closing costs can be negotiated either through interest rate or through seller concession, and the funding fee can be financed. And so VA, oftentimes our veterans are getting into homes with absolutely nothing out of pocket.
Now, in a non-VA application, regular civilian loan, conventional first time, let's just on a $60,000, we'll go back to that $60,000 income, you want to be at 25% of your income for your mortgage. So you're looking at what size of house. And let's say that goes up to about $150,000 home. How much money do I need to be prepared for that down payment?
A bunch of different options on that. And so the average price home in Phoenix right now, or in the metro area, is going to be about $240,000 to $250,000. What you can expect as far as down payment, bunch of options. If you're VA, you can do that zero down. There's FHA, which is 3.5% down, and then there are also down payment assistance programs that can get that down payment even down as low as about $500 to $1,000. And so there are a bunch of low down payment options.